This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have on BPN Radio today a longtime friend of mine, Dr. Gerald Davis. And Gerald and I have been friends since 1988 when we went to Haiti together. And today we're going to be talking concerning his book, Why Should I Speak in Tongues? And that's a very important subject. And I had a dream last night. In my dream, I was leading people to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I woke up, I knew who my guest was supposed to be today, and that was Gerald Davis, my longtime friend. So Gerald has been preaching a long time. In fact, he started preaching when he was 17 years old, and he started pastoring his first church when he was 20 years old. And his spiritual heritage, of course, began in 1905 at the Azusa Street Outpouring in Los Angeles. His grandparents on his mother's side were baptized in the Holy Ghost there. Both Gerald's parents, R.L. and Clara, were Spirit-filled ordained ministers. And there have been 22 ordained preachers in Gerald's family. And Gerald was influenced by several men of great influence. His uncle, F.D. Davis, Raymond T. Ritchie, A.A. Allen, Damus Shakarian, Jack Coe, William Branham, Morris Sorello, T.L. Osborne, John Osteen, and other great generals for God. And several have stayed in Gerald's home during his adolescence. They were there. And Gerald married Thelma in 1954, has two sons, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. And after 20 years of pastoring with the daily radio and television ministry, Gerald began his traveling ministry, which has turned him around, taken him around the world. And his ministry, anointing, and compassion reflect, of course, what God has called him to do. He's committed to taking the gospel to his generation, has written a number of books, and you can find out more about Gerald Davis by going to GeraldDavis.org. Gerald, good to have you on today on BPN.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for your friendship over the years. We've made a lot of memories.
Well, that's a mutual feeling, Dale. I appreciate what you're doing.
And you've been a wonderful friend. One time we were in Haiti, and you came and sang a song for Gene and I below our window there in that hotel in Haiti. And so we'll never forget that. We've had some great memories. You've been a great friend when Gene was challenged with cancer in 2004, you were very, very faithful, you and your wife Thelma, to stand with us in prayer, believing for our miracle. You never wavered. I know you've been a blessing to a lot of people. You've had so many years of ministry. How long have you been in ministry now?
Well, that's about 59 years.
59 years. And I've told the people, I've been telling the people on BPN, because we have so many new doctrines within the local church, and some of these people that have not been in ministry very long, not been down the road very long, and they're talking about what they believe now, and there's extremities that's going on, and a lot of people are just falling for that. But I'm saying I want to follow particular men that have been down the road, have been in ministry for a long time, like you that's been in ministry for 59 years, my pastor Bob Nichols, who's pastored one church for 51 years, my friend Wayne Meyer, who's 92 years old, still preaching the gospel, and a lot of other of you men that B.B. Hankins, who was my spiritual father, has gone to be with the Lord. He pastored one church for 49 years. And it's men like yourself that I want to look to for some leadership. But so many men today are losing their way because they're hearing some type of philosophy or doctrine, or they're saying, well, in the original Greek, this is the way it is. And I'm thinking, do we all have to learn how to speak Greek and Hebrew in order to interpret the Bible? That's not the subject today, but I just want to say how thankful I am to have men that's been down the road, been faithful to their wives and have been married for so long and been preaching the gospel and have proven it. I'm thankful to have men like yourself. So thank you for being on today.
Well, I'm glad to be with you, Dale.
Well, we're gonna talk about why should I speak in tongues. I know there's a lot of subjects that we could talk about today, but I know that speaking in tongues has become quite a controversy, and I don't understand it. In fact, there are many churches, even some that I preach in, that do not want me speaking in tongues, referring to tongues during the service. And why has it become so controversial, even in Pentecostal or charismatic circles?
Well, I think, for one thing, there's so much change developing now in the natural realm, and all too often preachers are inclined to want to drift with whatever the tide is allowing and not be controversial, so many of these things get laid aside that are basic fundamentals to Christian successful living.
Well, I believe that. You know, when I started this 24-hour prayer broadcast last November, I had to make a decision, and I made the decision that there was going to be some broadcast that I would pray in tongues. And I know that offends some people, but I don't believe it offends the Holy Ghost. And I just thought, well, they can listen or not listen, because there's times that I'm going to speak in tongues because I believe it's very appropriate. And I do know there is a place for that in church services. But I can remember in church where we used to have tongues and interpretation, and we would sing in tongues, and people would just, we would break out in spiritual songs, and I believe that Paul talked about that. So I'm just going to go back and say, why should we speak in tongues? Why is it necessary for today?
Speaking in tongues has created more miracles in my personal life and ministry, and it would be, of course, no way would have time for me to share those miracles, but they're clearly was without question or debate or a direct answer to speaking in tongues. I had several of them happen to me in the period where I was actually in the process of speaking in tongues. Let me tell you about a time when I was in Utah. I'm sorry, not Utah, but Idaho.
Okay.
And it was a church that was, they believed in the gifts of the Spirit, but there wasn't much practice of it. And I had spoken for an entire week on the benefits of serving God and the faith life and its productivity. And I had shared things that they were not aware of and hadn't heard. Mm-hmm. And it brought some controversy. But the gifts of the Spirit began to operate. I was there a Sunday morning through the following Sunday night. And on Tuesday night, the gifts of the Spirit began to operate. People saw some healings as the Lord showed them me their problem. Well, by the end of the week, on Friday, the pastor finally had called me and asked me if I could get out to lunch with him. He didn't know what to say to me, and he told me that many of the things I had shared were just not the things that his church functioned in, mm-hmm. or the way he was even trained, mm-hmm. in Pentecostal circles. Mm-hmm. So I explained to him, you know, that I'd gone to the same schools, but many of the things I'd learned had been just come by revelation. So he wanted to go play racquetball, and we did. And it was cold up there compared to, you know, me living down here in the South Texas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when we walked out, he had loaned me a sweatsuit, and I was wet from playing racquetball. Mm-hmm. And when I got finished with the message on Friday night, my throat closed up. When I got to my room, it closed up completely, and fever set in and chills. Mm-hmm. And I was laying there in a cold room. I was staying in somebody's home, and I couldn't do anything about the temperature. Mm-hmm. So I was covered from head to toe. My teeth were chattering, and I had the flu. Mm-hmm. And I knew if I had to face the people tomorrow morning and do the following Sunday morning services and Sunday night, and what would I do after preaching these miracles all week long and them seeing the Spirit operate, mm-hmm. if I came up sick. So I laid there, and I didn't have any medications with me. I didn't have a cell phone back then. I didn't have any way to call home. I was by myself laying there with nothing, no help, not even any Listerine, you know. And so I knew what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And I bore down speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. and I prayed in tongues until suddenly the chills just quit and the fever disappeared immediately. I didn't even sweat it off. And so I swallowed, but I still had the sore throat. Mm-hmm. And I reasoned in my mind, well, I can, you know, get by with just a sore throat. I'll get some Listerine tomorrow, and I can keep all this, you know, under control. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak inside my spirit, said, if you leave that there, that devil will be all the way back in. And I knew it was true. Mm-hmm. So I went back to speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. and I'd swallow. Uh-huh. Go back to speaking in tongues and not swallow. Uh-huh. Three times I did that, and then on the fourth time, when I swallowed, the sore throat was gone.
Wow!
And it was all because of speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues.
And I told the people the following Sunday what had happened, and of course it just gave us a glorious closeout, mm-hmm. in the meeting, mm-hmm. and a lot of people received a lot of wonderful benefits. Praying, mm-hmm. in tongues is, to me, one of the most basic and fundamental,
yeah.
of the beneficial gifts, because it opens up the operation of the other gifts so easily.
Yes. Yes. You've
experienced that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. A lot of my prayer life since 1966, when I started getting up and giving God the first hour of my day, a lot of my prayer life has been just speaking in tongues. And, you know, old Robert said I would speak in tongues, and I know that Oral and Evelyn were your friends. And Oral said, when I speak in tongues, then I'm silent, then I get an interpretation. And he said, a lot of my revelation is that I pray in tongues, and then I get a revelation. So, you know, that's the way of me. I've served as a prophetic voice for a long time, and I'll pray in tongues over someone. In fact, sometimes I prophesy over people that may not even understand the gift, but I'll say to them, can I speak in this prayer language? And then I believe that I'll have a prophetic word for you. Of course, most of the time they'll say yes, even though they don't understand it. So I know it's very profitable, but the question keeps going. Why should I speak in tongues? And is there any scripture to support that? Is it for today? We know they did it on the day of Pentecost, but, you know, is it really for today? Is there scriptural background for that? And what is the necessity? Is it really necessary?
Well, a person can be saved, you know, without speaking in tongues. We know how we get saved, by grace through faith, and the Lord saves us, you know, by his shed blood, to live a life of overcoming and of constant victory above the advances and the wiles and the treachery of the devil. You need supernatural help, and of course we can pray in our known language, and God hears us, and God helps us. But you know, there's a time, Paul referred to it as, you don't know how to pray as you ought. You don't, yeah. know how to word,
right.
what your need is to God. You just know something, mm-hmm. inside. You've got problems. You've got heartaches. You've got troubles that are beyond your understanding. Where do I go? nobody really knows, you know, what. I just don't have a friend that can understand. Mm-hmm. And so we pray at that time in tongues. Mm-hmm. If we do that, God, the Bible says God, we speaks, the Spirit speaks through us of things that are the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pray in tongues, one of the best things about it is you can't say the wrong thing. You can't ask amiss when you pray in tongues.
That's true.
And you give that, you put your faith in it.
Right.
And you know, people can practice and, you know, imitate speaking in tongues. I've heard actors in movies sometime, you know, act like they're speaking in tongues.
Right.
Well, what makes the difference? It sounds like the same thing, but the difference is clear to me. They're not doing it in faith. They're doing it in mockery.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever is not of faith is a sin.
Yeah.
So when we pray in tongues, we add our faith to it. We believe that this is what God told us it was.
Yeah.
Power to reach into the heavenlies and to pull down strongholds.
Yeah.
And there, to me, is the way you walk in victory now in this time without being a failure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm hearing everything you're saying. And what if people say, well, you know, I don't have to speak in tongues. What do you say to them? They say, well, I don't think it's necessary. I don't have to.
Well, you know, it's not necessary to eat either. But you're going to die if you don't. You know, I mean, there are a lot of things we do that are not necessary.
Yeah.
And we suffer the, you know, the consequences for it. Mm-hmm. God gave us that gift for a reason, and it was definitely a gift of God, and it still is today.
Uh-huh.
And the gifts and the calling of God, they don't change. It's whether
that's
without
right.
repentance.
Yeah.
And when we speak in tongues, we do it because we want to. We do it because we will to do that.
Uh-huh.
We choose to believe that it's God-given and that God will help us through that wonderful gift out of issues and situations.
Yeah.
I've had it happen for me. I've had miracles happen for me financially while I was speaking in tongues.
Uh-huh.
Supernatural things.
Yeah.
And so I know you are a man that has practiced this, and you know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
A lot of times other people, like you're talking about now, they don't know that this experience. They don't think it's necessary. And I think what they mean by that is, I don't think that is going to determine my destiny, my eternal destiny. And I agree. They can go to heaven without speaking in tongues, but we just lose a lot of the benefits we have now in this time if we don't exercise that gift.
I agree. You know, I don't have to speak in tongues, but I get to speak in tongues.
I get to do it.
And you and I have learned the value of this incredible experience, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I know that men that you have worked with over the years, some great men, are men that spoke in tongues, like John Osteen and Oral Roberts and Morris Sorello, Dima Shikarian, and others. I know are men that prayed in tongues, that spoke in tongues. And I'm sure it was a major benefit to them.
They have been the strong influence, of course, and the most influential of men in my life. Many of those you mentioned, and then some others also. But I found out in my early years, now I was actually pastoring a church and had been for 2 years, a Spirit-filled Pentecostal, actually was an Assembly of God church. And in my early youth, and I hadn't spoken in tongues for, you know, years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been pastor for 2 years, and I realized that something was missing that I saw in these other ministries that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, one day, I went out to the church, and it was beginning to bother me because I'd hear these men speaking in tongues and watching the miracles and the glorious life that God promised, you know, as it came through their ministry.
Yeah.
And so I went out to the church, and I started praying. I said, Father, I know that I received this gift from you back when I was 8 years old. I was marvelously, gloriously baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I spoke in tongues for quite a while as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after that, I kind of let it go, and I didn't continue. So during my pastoring years when I first started, and knowing that something was missing, I talked and walked around in that church that day, and I said, God, I know you don't take back what you give me. You gave me that gift. And I understand the more I think and study that this is mine. Mm-hmm. It is my gift. It's to operate when I need it, yeah. when I want to do it. Uh-huh. It's mine.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to pray here until I sense your power and your presence close to me, and then I'm going to do something about that.
Yeah.
And I did, and Brother Dale, when I started, I just blurted out something I felt like might be, you know, something in tongues.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost just picked it up and carried it, and I went into orbit spiritually for a while. So ever since then, I've leaned on that and trusted in God's power that way to help me.
Yes, 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 yes. And so, wow, I'm thankful for influential men in our lives, and I know that you've been a tremendous influence in my life and so many people around the world, ministering in numerous times in Russia, Canada, Mexico, Nigeria, Kenya, India, Sri Lanka, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Haiti, Cayman Islands. You've ministered a lot of places across America and around the world, and I know that much of your revelation and openings and direction has come with praying in tongues and having that revelation. And I love to hear people speak in tongues. And so I just want to encourage people to get your book, Why Should I Speak in Tongues?
Actually, and it's titled, Should I Speak in Tongues?
Should I Speak in Tongues? Okay, uh-huh. I'll drop the Y then. Should I Speak in Tongues? GeraldDavis.org. They can order it through your website?
Yes, they can. Or they can call 713-805-2289, and I'll send them a copy. It's $10. I list 17 things, benefits, I call them, to speaking in tongues in this book that I have both learned from the scriptures and also from my personal use of that gift over the many years that I've been in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
17 benefits
wow.
from speaking in tongues that I have learned.
Well, I've got that book, and it's an inspiration. And when I had the dream last night about leading people to speak in tongues, you know, I love to lead people to speak in tongues. And not long ago, I was out in front of a Mexican restaurant, and we met a couple of friends, and she did not speak in tongues. She didn't even know much about it. But I just explained to her, and within 2 or 3 minutes, she was speaking in tongues. And I love to lead people to through to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the major benefits of that. And I know that people would really enjoy your book, and they can call that number, or they can go to GeraldDavis.org. Gerald, GERALDDAVIS.org. And, of course, you have a lot of other materials and books and things that they could order that would be a tremendous blessing to their lives. Well, why don't we just pray, and I'll agree with you about people that want to, that would like to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit today, and you might just help them along if they want to do it, and I'll just set myself in agreement with you.
Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them who ask him? The key to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and all 9 gifts is faith.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when I ask God for something, he hears me if I ask in faith.
Yeah.
And then I keep believing until I see it manifested. So I personally say that the initial physical expression of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. I don't particularly call it evidence, because the scripture teaches us that faith is the evidence of things not seen, but a lot of people do refer to it that way, and it's all right. But I call it the initial manifestation, because I believe that when a person asks God for the Holy Ghost, he will give you that toolkit. I call it a toolkit. There are 9 basic gifts in that baptism in the Holy Ghost that God gives to us. And one of those is speaking in tongues. And it is fundamental, basically, to operating the other gifts in power and in fluency. So speaking in tongues is very important. And I will pray with you right now for your listeners.
Okay.
And believe God to help them. Father,
amen.
I pray now in Jesus' name, the name of the Lord who raised from the dead and has now gone to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. That Jesus, that wonderful, glorious, supernatural Savior of the world, here's my prayer. Cause those that are hearing this broadcast today, Father, to reach up to you with a hunger in their heart.
Yeah.
Father, I need help. I need something supernatural beyond my power.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Yeah.
I ask you to give me this wonderful gift of the baptism in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Immerse me, Father, as the body goes into water and initially salvation baptism, immerse us now in the Holy Ghost, baptize us in your power, and cause those gifts, Father, that you have promised to begin to operate in our lives, and help us, Father, with that language that no devil can understand, that goes straight to the heaven, undiluted, and that you receive our prayers in that language. Give us faith in our hearts to believe that when we do this, it is a spiritual, supernatural force.
Yes.
Help your people to believe it, Father,
and
not just do it just as a show of some kind to express themselves to themselves, but to put faith in it and believe that something will happen supernaturally as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Father, they will see it come to pass. So many times I have, and I know they will too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Gerald's been a delight. Dr. Gerald Davis, a lot of people call you Doc there, but it's been a delight to have you on BPN. And I'm just going to encourage...
You're a special friend.
Oh, thank you.
You're a special friend, Dale, and I've always appreciated you. I've always thanked God for your dedication and your boldness. That's one of the marks of your ministry that I've found, is your boldness to declare the truth regardless of what the devil thinks or anybody else.
Well, thank you very much, Gerald Davis. I appreciate that. And it's a delight to have you as my friend. I'm so thankful that over the years, you know, I believe it's important that we start, but I believe it's start strong, but I believe it's important that we finish strong. And I know that we have a better opportunity to finish strong when we have strong men around us, people, men of faith, men that have gone down the road and have proven this gospel and have a proven ministry. And so I'm thankful to have you as one of those men that have tremendously influenced my life. And congratulations to you and your wife, Thelma. Y'all are still going. And 15,
been married 61 years now.
61 years.
61 years. Last June the 1st.
61 years. How do you stay married 61 years?
Well, marry a woman that's got lots of patience.
And I know that you love each other. And, you know, the way it used to happen, we married because we were in love with someone, and we were willing to commit the rest of our lives to that person regardless. And so I know that that when two people work together and walk together, there is nothing that they cannot do. And, of course, we've seen you and Thelma and your love for each other, and because of that, y'all been able to work together and have a proven ministry. Thank you for being on BPN Radio today, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Love you, Dale.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Leave it all. but you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing love come down. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Welcome home. hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all.